on this TP.
Yo, we back, y'all. We back, y'all. We had to take a little commercial break.
On my face.
All right. Back to what I was saying. Also. Yeah, just also, y'all. All
right, also.
You turn my mic off?
Oh, wrong.
I can hear myself. Okay.
Wait.
It's on. Oh, she. Yo. Okay, also with a wish that, like, I just feel like I grew up really, like, you know, do it on your own, like, hustle, but that it's okay to just, like, take a break sometimes, and also just, like, sit in, like, my femininity. I feel like I'm struggling with that right now, but, like, it's okay to just be, you know, just, like, not so, like, that I gotta be dependent all the time type of thing. Yeah. Is it my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
I did. Anyway. What is... I don't think I got no more. What's our favorite memory together?
Dang. I can't even have a favorite memory with all of us. I don't know, but individually, I feel like if we're going by group, me, Ajane, and Bryn's favorite memory was, like, probably bike race last year.
Ooh.
Trim was online during the time, so
yeah, I didn't even go.
But yeah, that was fun vibes, very fun. And then I guess I don't know.
It's hard.
I don't know. Like all of us
are like this every time we do this together, like that'd be something like that, like
ping pong.
Ping pong.
I'll be whooping that.
Trim really ass. Don't, bro.
Okay, here's the memory. We've BTA. All been together. I think a good memory
no
is
to ask.
Every time.
Turn her mic down, bro.
Again. Every time. Thank you. Every time Trent has office hours, because she's an RA, every time she has office hours, just all of us being there and being there for her and just, like, having fun vibes, I think that is just, like, the moment.
Yeah.
That's, like, a good memory, because we always there. We always laughing. You know how many times we've probably been to Newhall and just been chilling there, waiting for Trent to be done, either doing homework or just not actually doing homework. So, yeah.
Facts.
Yes.
My favorite memory. How did it go?
I think my favorite memory. My favorite memory of us would be when. I think lunch, either lunch or when we just sit and have like deep conversations, and we all can just like sit there and vent. I think that would be my favorite memory because I can't really do that with a lot of people. But, like, with y'all and I probably see, like, a couple other people, I could just sit and talk to y'all, like, all day, all night and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Day and night. I think.
Trent, be serious or we turn your mic down again.
No, for real.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Y'all not going to keep holding me like that.
All right, cut it out.
Wait.
Come on, just go ahead. Just go
ahead. All right, let's finish up.
I have a question. Let's go. Okay. What did I say? I have an answer to the question.
Okay.
My favorite memory is when Mike and Ajane, not Mike and Ajane, Brinley and Ajane. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. She gets Brinley and Mike. Brinley and Mike.
Brinley and Mike heard the videos of me talking to that girl.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why. That was so funny to me.
Oh.
About my ex.
The ex.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I think with Ajane.
We're not giving that man no clout, nigga. Wrong with that man.
Nonetheless,
she gonna say, I know a good memory. What about when y'all first went to bike race freshman year?
I didn't really hang with her for real. I just sat on her lap.
I didn't even know her for real.
I really just, I was like, can I sit on her lap? She said, yeah. So I sat on her lap, and then rest is history.
I think it had to be the game night.
Oh, ooh, I said that.
Yeah.
Brynn, if you was our friend, bro, we would have been lit. Oh, my God.
Nobody in the University of Evansville will say they had a better dorm than room 303.
I'm not going to lie. Controversial, though. Me and Massey had a great dorm.
Oh, bullshit, because I ain't going to hold you. Me and Mike was throwing events every weekend. We were doing stuff, you know, having fun, game nights, whatever.
Next game night. Hey, Ajane, when the next game night?
They be like, Ajane, when's the next game night? Oh, when y'all doing this?
Hey, can we do this game this time?
Okay. People weren't going to parties. They was coming to our crib.
Hello.
Hello.
Who was going to y'all crib? Just you and Madison?
Well, it was COVID restrictions.
All right, next.
Yeah, I had to wear masks. Next question.
Indeed.
Ajane.
Okay,
I didn't even answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead, Brynn.
I mean, really, really any time we be together. I feel like it'd be fun and it'd be, like, serious sometimes.
Trying to have the best answer. Mm.
Oh, I also would say, like, late night in Ridge.
Yeah.
Like, in the comfy couches by Ace's Place.
Mm. Yeah.
Just talking.
Like, oh, yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss those.
Me too.
Not I mean, I miss y'all.
Remember last year when we used to, before we used to, you know, it's so crazy. We used to never be downstairs. We was always upstairs. Remember, we used to stay there till lights turn off. They used to have to kick us out.
Or I would say the memory of, like, I don't know what it was. Oh, it was like right before I went to Florida for Valentine's Day, and we sat in Ridge till 3 a.m. and we all, like, you know, told our side of the story of something that happened.
And
you know, and we was all here like everybody's different sides. We said, wait, that happened?
No, that was that.
I think that's like the top memory because I was like, what? I was like, yeah, girl. Mike's like, what?
Yeah.
Ajanae, what's your question?
I'm going to put two together.
Sorry.
Who's most likely to end up on a reality TV show, and who's most likely to laugh in a serious situation?
Ooh, that's hard because everybody here laughs in unserious
situations. It ain't hard. Trinity, okay. For sure.
I say me or Trin.
I'm saying true. You saying? On a serious situation, like, who's laughing?
I know you wouldn't. I know.
No, Def Trin for sure.
It might be Trent.
It might.
I be laughing at stuff that's.
I think it might be Mike. Cause you look at a nigga. I mean, you look at a man and you look at a man and he start laughing. So
yeah, I just start bursting out. So
The first one was, who's most likely to end up on a reality TV show?
I say Mike.
Me, I say Ajanae. I could see her on Baddies, low key. But, like, in a good way, like, she's just...
That is that good.
Hey! Good. Wait a minute.
Hey!
You know, I agree.
See?
But I feel like Mike would actually apply. I feel like Ajanae wouldn't apply.
Oh, yeah, no, she would.
Somebody
apply.
Would sign me up.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Mike would actually try and apply.
Yeah.
I go to Love Island. Does that count as a reality show?
Yes.
I lose off the first round. Let somebody pull one of my girls for a chat. Okay.
That's Temptation Island.
That's all of them. That's Love Island, too. They'd be like, can we chat? And then they go to the side.
I could definitely see Mike doing something like that. Either he's blind.
I can't
either. Either Mike. Yeah, probably Mike.
Brand put me on the Love is Blind. She was watching that when I was doing retwists.
No, it was something else.
It wasn't that.
It was with the little cone.
Yeah.
Oh, Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle. That is so good. Mm.
Yeah, I would say Mike.
I mean, Trin, back to your back to your patriotic questions. No, I'm playing. Come on.
Not that funny.
Come on, we're ready.
How do you feel about marriage?
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
In this day and age.
How do you feel about marriage?
In this day and age, though.
Okay, so if in general,
like, can you
in 2025 or like what?
In this, yeah. Day and age. Today is.
She could be talking about that or like just our age in general.
Yeah, period.
Okay, so in general, I feel like marriage is something that's ideal to me, like something I want to happen, like it's part of life, I thought. It's like, like getting married, right? That's not, yeah. And it's like marriages back then, I feel like was like a need, but I feel like nowadays, people don't value marriage as much. They just call it like a piece of paper, this and that. People have like 4 or 5 kids, they locked in for life,
hello,
but won't get married. I know people that are in like 10-year relationships as adults and
not put a ring on it.
I mean, like, hey, like no shade to my pops though, but. He been with the girl the woman he married. They got married in 2016. They've been together since 2000, probably 5 or 2004. I think when I was born. So it's a long time.
He was born 2005?
No, I'm just saying like maybe a year after I was born or when I was born, they got together. But yeah, either way, that's a long time. Even you can say artists, Kendrick Lamar, he's been with his wife. He proposed to her in 2015. It's 2025. They still ain't get married.
But some of it can be the girl too.
True. Well, I mean, if you say yeah to wanting to get married, isn't there like not a timeline, but like if you get married right now, y'all should get the actual marriage part a year or two from now, not no 10 years later. That people gonna forget. They gonna think you're already married. Mm. But there's also some people that just don't want to get married. They call it like just a piece of paper. We ain't gotta be married. We just
like Chris together. Sales and Queen.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. How do y'all feel though? Y'all might, you know.
Go ahead.
On me.
We all just looking at you. Oh, go ahead, Ajanae.
What's the question?
How do we feel about marriage like now? In this age.
I think there's a time frame on it. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you've been dating for like 4, 3, three, four years that you should be married. Like,
I.
No, you didn't want to talk, so let me speak.
No, three years is really not that long. Think about it.
Well, how old are you going to be? Like, I'm 20. Okay.
Whew.
Hold on, let me
That's
stop.
A far distance.
Because, okay, no offense to your age at all. But let me just say something. Okay. I feel like if you're 24 and you've been dating the dude you've been with, okay, let me stop.
Well, I know that makes sense.
Let me stop.
She's not dating nobody, so you can really
say but, like, not to you, but, like, I feel like if a 24-year-old has been dating a dude, like, 2, 3, 4 years, y'all done graduated, y'all living together, y'all doing everything, like,
yeah.
He needs to put a ring on there. And if y'all already talked about marriage, y'all need to put a ring on there. Like, I'm 20. I want to be married by the age of 26. Like, I don't want to be going into my 30s talking about I'm still dating this girl that I've been dating since 2023.
That's fair, but I'm, like, thinking, granted, the dude I was with. But I was with him when I turned 21. We just broke up not too long. We just, like, finished everything not too long ago. I can't imagine me being married to him.
Did y'all talk about it, though?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did. But I'm just saying, though, like.
But would you, like, so let's say y'all were still together, right?
God forbid.
Next. But just a scenario. If y'all were still together and it's like 2027, 2028.
Oh, no, for sure, though.
Okay, because I'm about to say, because at that point, y'all going to be 9 years in talking about some. Yeah,
no,
about
I do
married.
Agree, but I just Take feel to the curb. Like, I just feel like in the grand scheme of things, after being in a relationship for 3 years, 3 years isn't as long as you think it is, especially if you don't got your stuff together. Like, I was still in school.
He ain't had shit together.
I'm just saying 3 years is not as long as you think it is.
Bran.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think 3 years that long.
I
like five.
What's your thought?
In my general, I think marriage is a beautiful thing. Maybe because I grew up in like a two-parent household. But I'm not going to lie. If they weren't together, I don't think I would believe in love. Like, I hold you. Like, I don't think that would be something that's like realistic for me. But, I don't know. And obviously, like, biblical, I'm going off of, like, spiritual stuff, too. I think it's something that, like, you should do. I think it's, like, a good thing. Especially, like, you know, you guys come together on one accord. But don't rush it, though, I would say that. I feel like a lot of people just get into it. Or some people just try to stay committed just because, like, oh, we're married, so we have to make it work. But, yeah. I mean, this generation, I think we're doomed, but.
Doomed.
Like, if you're not dating right now, you're not with some, no offense, but, like, I feel like if you haven't been with your person for a minute,
I'm so sorry.
I'm single too, shoot. She's just saying that because she's in a relationship right now.
No, I'm not. Because I just feel like if you're not, like, being with someone, like, I feel like, I've seen people that, like, been together since high school, and, like, they're obviously getting married now, like, obviously, because, like, that's a long-ass time, but, like, I don't know. Never mind, because she's talking about, because I'm in a relationship, I'm talking
Stop,
this way.
Stop, no. Okay, so I do have a question for all y'all. This kind of follow-up on trends. It's not my question, but just in general. So, first off, do y'all ever want to get married one day?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
Mine's Iffy.
Iffy. Okay, so assuming everybody's is based, because Iffy's like a yes and a no. So, either way, so all of us said yes, right? So, if y'all in y'all late 30s, like 36, 37, hitting 40, and y'all ain't married, let's say, or you're on a new relationship, something like that, y'all ain't married, is that, like, desire to want to get married still there? Or
no.
I think it depends, though, because I feel like there's still benefits of getting married, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's benefits of getting married regardless of the fact of what age you are. Mm-hmm. I don't think at that point it's necessary to, like, confirm your love or anything.
Bruh, no, I ain't even gonna lie. And
that's the age niggas begin. That's the age people be getting divorced. Like, I just feel like if you're no shade to nobody out there, if y'all listen to this, like, if you're 40 and some year, oh, like, I'm about to get married. But I feel like that's the age people are getting divorced. Like, they're about to start their life over again. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to get married at 40. Like, my life has been done. Now, it's not done, but, like. Yeah. I missed that time frame. I feel like when I'm supposed to be married, I'm supposed to be enjoying my life with my significant other. Like, I'm not trying to get married at no 45. Yeah. And
so, with but that, another question on the marriage.
I didn't answer it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You're trying to skip me.
I thought. I swear she, like, no, she kept her.
I didn't.
Yeah. I thought I answered off of you.
Huh?
You said.
No, I didn't really. I didn't finish what I was saying.
I'm so sorry.
But I ain't gonna lie. There was. We were at this, like, church thing, and there were, like, freaking, like, 84 and 90, and they just got married. Yeah, they just got married.
You think that's their, like, they one of their first?
No, probably not their first, but, you know, I don't think it's really ever over for somebody. If that's something you desire, one, and it's God's plan, it'll happen. But I also think, dang, I forgot what I was going to say. I don't know.
Sorry, Queen.
It's okay.
Next question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, relationship, I guess, since we're on the topic. Mm-hmm. What do y'all how do y'all feel about, like, open relationships or, like...
Hell no!
No!
Oh,
hell no!
Rebuke it! Oh my gosh, I rebuked that. No, Jesus.
Let my girlfriend say, oh, I'm just hanging with my other boyfriend. Huh? Open relationship is crazy.
No, no, actually. Not even
close the doors.
That's too many spirits flying. For real.
Sure, close them doors.
No, I'm not going to lie. You might as well just be single.
Yeah, at that point, just having a little, that's like.
What's the purpose? What's the benefit?
Y'all not together for real.
No, that's
I'm not saying I would. I just asked the question because like we're talking
that's
about
some, like something. Y'all need y'all missing
different kinds
something.
Of there's different types of open relationships.
None so like
none of them.
Okay. Oh, I'm
okay.
Like,
so I have a question then. So okay, this is kind of a marriage thing. No, it's not open relationship. No.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say.
Okay,
go ahead.
Back to when I was like 40. Paul in the Bible, right? He was like, obviously, if you can't withstand from sexual desires, then it's better to marry somebody. But it's even better to just be you and God because you can just focus on God. Amen. So I feel like at that age, oh yeah, it's just me and the Lord at that point. Like I don't even.
But 40 still
but
young.
Still be with you.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't. 40, your life is ticking. Time bomb is cracking.
No, it's not.
There was an interest in you. Let's say you hadn't had a relationship in like 10 years.
Half your life.
A relationship, would you?
It would have to be what? If it's me and God, he gonna have to look like that, man. For real. Like, for real. That's fair. But yeah.
Get the mic.
And then also, okay, same thing with marriage. So let's say y'all did have all got married, got a divorce, you're in a new relationship. Would y'all want to have more than one marriage, like, after your first one? Say the first one didn't
work. It depends on how bad the first one
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it depends on how bad my first one marriage was. Like, if that stuff was toxic.
Yeah, but see, it depends why we, like, what was the reason?
What if he was cheating on you with your best friend? She froze.
Once y'all married? Once?
Because then we just too grown. Like, we told you to turn that off.
I'm not by my computer.
Oh, that is fair.
Can I say the name?
I see it.
No, I'm playing. Bro, you be your whole demeanor changed.
I swear.
Look at her.
Shy.
No, her. Everything be changing.
Look, now she's shy.
Okay, so back to the questions, y'all. These
you
are more.
Blushing what?
These are more nostalgic questions. So Ajane kind of said this early when she was saying, like, her mom is her best friend. Her mom be like, I'm not one of your little friends, even though they best friends. So, y'all, what is everybody's I'm not one of your little friend moments? Where your parents were like, I'm not one of your little friends. Like, what's the
moment? I'll call my dad black as night.
And he got mad. What?
That's what she was saying.
No, I was just saying. I thought we were playing around, and he didn't take that. He didn't.
I don't even know. There's so many times I want to say I'm not one of your little friends. I think when I just get too comfortable and like actual friends, and she get mad. She be hold on now, and I'd be like, I thought we was joking. Nope, I'm not joking. You get serious. You see how Trent got straight face? That's how it was. It got silent.
Yo, I thought there would be a story behind it.
Oh, I don't have a story. I can't think of none for real.
Boo.
I can't really think of none. Probably when I like hit my mom too hard. Like we be playing a rough house.
Yeah, that.
She's like, all right, that was too much. Oh, she be getting so serious though. Sometimes.
No, because Trent swear I'm heavy handed, so I know
you are, nigga.
So my mom definitely. Be,
I mean, man,
my mom be like, I am not your dad. I'm not. No, stop. I be like, mama, I barely tapped you.
For real.
Trent be saying I don't. So I don't know, man.
You don't, so you do know.
I don't.
You don't. Like, I don't know.
What's yours, Ashton?
When I'm my
woman.
I would think when I be calling my mom by her government name, I'd be like, okay, Miranda. She'd be like, what? I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, all right. And I go and say it again, okay. And then she really be like trying to fight. So, no.
How many more questions you got?
I really don't have any, yeah. Okay,
so I just asked the rest of my nostalgic. And
I got one.
Y'all, okay, then finish.
No, mine has to be the very last one.
I got a political one.
Oh, I'm nervous. No, I'm done with
you. So next one.
Okay. Yeah,
this is a good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. What song were you singing loud as a kid, not knowing what it meant? And
ooh.
Your parents got on you.
Love, love.
Yeah.
I was in the car with my cousins, and they played it. You know, my parents were like, my daddy ain't played that for real. So I ain't know. But anyway, they was playing. I was just singing it back. He was like, what did you just say? I was like, love and affection.
Love, yeah, I was singing that. I think my cousin got in trouble. Well, that song was mine. I was going to say that too. But my cousin's song was that song by Beyonce, Drunk in Love, that surfboard. That,
oh.
And oh, I here's a good one. So back in Musical.ly days, right? Post to Be Hat came out.
Come close
and
to me.
I didn't know nothing about eating booty or like groceries. My God. So when that part of the song came up, I remember one time I made a TikTok and he's talking about like I was just singing the lyrics. I wasn't even like making. I was just singing the lyrics, and Mama saved the video, sent to me, and said, "What did you say? Eat the what?" Took my phone for like 2 months. Got whooped, man.
Man,
I cooked. I didn't even know what that meant for real.
Man,
I'm not gonna lie. My parents never got on me for nothing.
Thugging.
You was the youngest, so it makes sense.
Right.
I was too.
I have two more. Actually, I have another question since, I think mine would be I'm in Love with a Stripper by T-Pain. I used to sing that song all the time. I was like, Trent? But yeah, I used to sing that song like all the time. And I did not know what it meant until my mom's mom was like, you're in love with who? Do you know what a stripper is? Do you know what they do for life? Do you want to do
for
that?
Life, dang.
Do you want to do that? And I was like, no, I don't know. But yeah, that's really it.
I will say my mom did have a conversation with me about Love in This Club by Usher. I didn't know what he was saying.
I wanna make love in this club.
You said, you wanna do what in the club? I said, love?
I was just thinking a regular like love, like just
I was like, I love you. Like,
you're right. That's exactly how I
was. Oh.
Wow. They're just talking about making love.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, love. Okay, what's your question? Or you want me to get through my nostalgia?
You can do yours. I'll do my two last.
Okay.
So how do you guys feel Hollywood is making off?
I told you not answer number
we're
four.
We're not answering.
Oh, but we're not doing that.
We're not answering.
Okay, do you want me go ahead? You go.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Did your mom ever hit you with the we got food at the house line? Boy. And if she did, what was at the crib?
Noodles,
what's
nigga.
Something y'all remember?
I'm here.
I think the
leftovers.
I think the worst one is leftovers that you've had for like 2 days.
And I don't eat leftovers. That's a big. I don't eat leftovers.
It just depends on the meal. If it's like chicken and some rice or mashed potatoes, bar. I'll do it.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Noodles and crackers, bro.
Man.
And no. It would be like different flavor. Like not even. It would be the one packet, but you put hot sauce one day, ranch the next day, season salt maybe.
Man.
Or crackers, like, bro.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, either just leftovers or just stuff I don't eat. Like back when I was younger, I ain't eat no protein bars. You just saw that was in there. I'd be like, dang, mama.
Little
like,
canned beans, like, dang, bro.
Solid.
I'm hungry.
Lettuce. Not even solid. Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Protein shake.
No dressing, boy.
So we off the same. Like, dang. Like, yeah. That's all that was in there.
Go in that cabinet and get you something. Just go to your room. Like, I don't want nothing.
I look in the cabinet.
Stomach
just
growling.
Ritz crackers. Like,
go to
come
sleep
on,
hungry.
No, we had some noodles for sure. We had nothing else. Ooh, some bread, y'all.
Some bread.
Hey, that's
even have bread.
What?
I used to have cereal, bread, no Pop-Tart.
You should have cereal and Pop-Tart.
We didn't have that.
Oh, you didn't have
some
that.
Days.
Oh, they didn't have that. I thought you did. You didn't?
That'd be my breakfast. I just grabbed a little, and it'd be the top loaf.
Loaf, man.
Bro, my dad would make me go to the gym in the morning and make me 2 boiled eggs.
Dang.
You, that was for your, what you call it though?
Your little training.
Yeah, that was your training though.
But I had to.
Y'all, Trim was going through some real life beast training growing up. Like,
but I had
sit ups and push ups in the bathroom of
in
a
the sauna. The bathroom.
Mask on her face while she's dribbling too bad.
Yeah, the restrictive mask with the weighted ball and like, the little goggles. Y'all, you can't look down.
He was trying to get her to the Olympics. Boy, what?
Doing heels at A.
Team USA.
I want to what up, dad, bro.
Handcuffs behind your back while dribbling. Like, what?
She had a little, one more bags on the ball.
No, and did. I got
don't let him slip. Don't let him go left. Right.
I'm he over here pushing heels. On you.
He had me running heels with a weighted vest and resistant band.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 10.
Taking notes, low key.
I was talking to Trent about that, like being an athlete. Now I'm like, I wish my parents would have known about sports, cause I wish I would have had that.
No, I'm wait. Why am I
real, now? You don't want to do none of that.
I'm in
literally.
Gray going okay, over him at six.
That's like overtraining your kid.
That's
pushing your kid. Not
bad. I had a really bad relationship with the gym.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. There is like a thing about that. Like I always say, like if I have a son. That's what I'm gonna do. Like at birth, I'm gonna train
him
basketball.
Don't do it.
Him in this at
this
birth.
This is
before he was born.
No, I told. No, I'm telling y'all. Here's my plan. I'm gonna tell
your mom.
Go left. I'm gonna tell you all my plans. So as soon as they're born, right? There's no such thing as Coco Melon. We watching The Last Dance. You watching documentaries.
Oh
we watching
what?
Basketball tapes.
I'm calling CPS. No,
you shouldn't do that.
As soon as he's able to stand, I'm gonna give him a basketball and a little Tykes thing. 100 shots a day. Come on, we get it.
I'm calling CPS. If I'm gonna be in that kid's life, and I'm calling CPS because you're not gonna have my nephew or my niece doing all that bullshit at like 1 year old.
Okay, now when when he get in the NBA, I don't want to. Hey.
See, he might hate. He might not like you for that. Or y'all might not have a genuine relationship.
Nah, true. I'm gonna let him choose the sport, but then we train him.
What if he said, "Dad,
no,
I want to dance.
Let my son do what Troy Bolton did or that dude from jumping. I will get so mad. He chose jump roping over boxing. Okay.
What if he said he want to swim
or do ballet?
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say that for later. You know. Back to
you know.
You know.
I'm weak. That's good.
Y'all gonna let y'all kids choose their own sport?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I regret. I didn't.
Yeah, like, even though I'm a basketball person.
You said you weren't.
I didn't. I wasn't able to choose.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
I did, like, four sports.
The one sport I'm not allowing my kids to play is football, depending on the position.
My kid's not playing football.
I don't want them to have CTE. That is real.
That is real.
Is real. And I just don't.
I might let them dabble in a little league.
Yeah, like, when they're young, yeah. When they get older, no.
But if they're really good, I'm going to let them play.
Yeah, I mess with football. Or if they don't do sports, you got to be stupid smart in the class. You got to play your instrument or something. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, I did play percussion. I was really good.
Hey, I was a cello.
I did a clarinet.
No one asked.
All right.
What was the weirdest punishment y'all ever got?
My dad took my shoes. I would never forget. I would never forget Tori for doing this. I'm sorry. This is, like, the most traumatizing thing this man has ever done. Bro, it was because of kick. And he took 3 trash bags full of shoes. The only thing I had was Tom's. And some shoes that I bought. It was like LeBron's. Mm. And maybe some KD sixes. Those are the 2 tennis shoes that I had. I had to wear Tom's and Sperry's for a
Sperry's?
Yes.
Man.
For a good 6 months.
I think the weirdest punishment that I had was first I got a whooping. And then after the whooping, she took my whole TV stand and the TV out my room. Just the whole thing. I was like, not even the TV stand. Like, yeah, it was crazy. I was like, dang.
What did you do?
What did I do? Oh. Same thing. But she found out. Okay, so this is, you know, on your phone, you can make a little box when you have multiple apps. Well, I would hide it like 5 boxes over and she wouldn't find it. One day she found out I had Snapchat, Musical.ly, and Instagram in like 2015. So she was mad.
How old were you in 2015?
Exactly.
We were in middle school.
Exactly. I had my iPod Touch. Yeah, I had all the maps. She found out. I didn't get my phone. Matter of fact, remember I said I got a whooping before I got my TV ticket? You know, it was on my birthday. I got a whooping on my birthday.
She found out you had Snapchat and Instagram on your birthday.
Yep.
That's what the hoes be hitting you up. Happy birthday, Mike.
And then lost my TV, lost. Y'all, you seen a new show? What show? I don't even know what Disney was anymore. Not actually, but it's just like I didn't know what shows were on. I was shitty.
Can I grab this?
little parched.
Yeah.
It was your turn, Brent.
What's the weirdest thing?
I don't really think, like, I could say my brother. Like, they took his door off the hinges. That's normal, though.
That's crazy.
You never got punished?
Bobby just get whipped all the time, like.
Yeah, whoopings was real.
It's like shit?
Yeah, I mean, they threaten, like, oh, you won't be able to go to practice if you da-da-da.
No.
That's a threat?
No, it was a threat to me. That's what I said. What?
I was like, really? You mean it?
I was like, no.
Trent's ass happy. She got her no heels.
For real? I feel like I had one, but I forgot. I don't know.
Okay. Wait. I have 2, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first one. I'm so glad I'm mature. But I snuck out my house with these 2 boys. Yeah, I think it was going in my junior year or my sophomore year of high school. Like, I snuck out. I was, like, the only girl on my street. And, like, these 2 dudes was, like, texting me and talking about, we're finna come to your house, sneak out. Like, we're finna go here. Like, you should come with us. I'm like, okay, like, fuck, I'm finna go. And my ride or die brother, JaQuincy, he was like, come on, let's just go. I'm like, okay. And I was like, I'm the only girl, too. Like, the only girl. I'm like, my mom gonna kick my ass if she finds out. Yeah,
she found out.
Yeah, bro. Look, I didn't get down the street, y'all. I didn't get down the street. I like did like my routine of like, oh, I'm finna go wash my face, like, you know, get ready for bed, like whatever. So she's not home, so I'm like, okay, perfect time. Like, I need to go. Like, if I'm gonna go, I need to go
right now.
So she's out like doing her walks because this is during COVID. So they had like a little walk group on their like little fitness thing, and they went. My brother's like, let's go. I jumped out the window. We, like, ripped his window. Like, deadass tore his whole window apart. Jumped out the window. Boom. I get out the door. And I'm, like, walking on the streets, like, go get in the car, whatever. Lights on. All in the house. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm going back. I'm going back. I was like, I'm going back. I'm not getting in trouble. My sister, she loved her. She didn't tell. Mom was like, where'd they go? I know you know where they went because she's awake. Like, I mind you, none of my siblings are asleep. It's 12 o'clock at night. So she's like, none of them are asleep. So she's like, where are they going? She's like, I don't know. She comes outside. She stands at the porch. She's like, Anjanae and Jaquincy Burns, I know you're in this fucking neighborhood. If you don't fucking bring your ass home, I'm calling the cops. You're going to jail. I'm like, I'm not going to jail. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to jail. Like, I'm not. I'm like, I'm not going to jail. So I'm like, all right, bro. So I'm like, I'm not going. So I'm like looking in my neighbor's bush. I'm in my neighbor's bushes, by the way. So I'm like looking. I'm like trying to see, like, okay, I'm just going to go. She called the police, pull up. Talking about what are your kids? She was not playing. She's like, what do your kids look like? Like, we'll go look. Like, and she's like, and they're with these fucking boys from down the street. Give them the names. Give them their parents' names. Like, all the numbers. My mom was like, OD. Like, she was tripping. I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, all right, bro. Like, whatever. She's talking to police. My dumb ass going to try to sneak behind her and the police officer into the house. Me and my brother. My brother was like, I'm not going. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going. I'm not getting it. I'm not going to jail. He's talking about it. Going, I'm sneaking up to the house. I'm this close to opening the door. She's like, oh, there she go. Take her. I'm like, no. I'm like, please don't take me to jail. I'm like, girl. I'm like, I don't want to go to jail. I'm so sorry. And they're like, okay. He was like, listen, either you get a whooping from your mom, or you get in this police car. I was like, I'll take the whooping.
No, what?
Like, I'm like, I'll take the whooping. So like, I go in the house. I'm sitting. I'm shaking, bro, because my brother ain't coming in the house yet. My brother's talking about he not coming in the house. My brother like a rebel. He's like, he not coming in the house. He ends up coming to the house like 30 minutes later. Boom. We both get a whooping. Then she makes us. We get a whooping. Whatever. We go to sleep. I talk about I hate her. I never want to talk to her. I wrote her a letter talking about I'm never speaking to her again. Like, you ruined my summer. Like, whatever. I had to write a letter. I had to write 2 pages of letters saying I'm so sorry to this officer for bringing him out in the middle of the night. She made me take it to them. Then I got basketball taken away. I couldn't go to summer workouts for the summer. I couldn't go to fall preseason workouts. I couldn't do nothing.
That was a great time.
That's traumatizing.
It was traumatizing. And I was going into, like, my junior year. So that's AAU season. Like, I couldn't do nothing. Like, AAU was canceled. All that shit was canceled. So,
yeah.
Jesus.
I learned my lesson.
Girl, I hope you did.
I ain't never done no bush. Like,
y'all whooping y'all kids?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Are y'all whooping y'all kids?
Absolutely.
I don't think I am.
Here go, Trey. I'm not babysitting.
I ain't going to hear the dangling of the belt. One action, just pulling it off.
See, I just feel like I didn't get whooped as a kid. I turned out perfect.
But you didn't get whooped as a kid because you was the youngest.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do nothing. I was a great kid.
But you had older siblings because you was like, oh, they're doing this and they're like, they're doing that. So you're like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I just feel like, because what does whooping really do? It's slave mentality. That's what it is.
No, it ain't.
Oh, here she goes.
Slave mentality. It's not. Where did you get the whooping from?
Okay, and there was still some
racist for me.
No, never mind.
What did you just say?
There was still some rebellious slaves. So, like, obviously the punishment didn't work for everybody, like you just said. What is whooping going to do? But, like,
exactly.
Even whooping our kids, it's not going to work for everybody, but some people.
I just feel like there's respect.
Obviously, yeah, I give my mom respect. Yeah, like, all my
know not to play with her. My dad, I respect her.
Like, I'm not.
Y'all ass?
Yes.
Bro, I've been talking bad. If they ain't with me, woof. I knew I would have ran in with them.
When I tell you, I'd be scared to get a call home from school because you know that belt coming.
Exactly. I mean, I was too.
I was too, but never got whooped.
Yeah,
exactly. I respect.
If I never got whooped,
I need to be forced to respect them.
No,
y'all think y'all be the same person y'all right now if y'all never got whooped?
Yeah, absolutely not.
No,
really.
And I would have stayed in jail for real. No, I was bad.
I ain't gonna hook.
No, I would have talked back everything
every day. Like, yeah, I need.
I was good at school, but at home, fuck home. I was acting up. I don't care.
I had good grades at my. I was bad at school though.
No, I had good grades. I was good, but as soon as I got home. Fuck what my mom had to say. I'll do what the fuck I would.
I would not have been.
Bring that belt out.
It got to the point where the principal, me and the principal became like close friends. He was like, what you do this time? I said,
that's sad.
What?
I was chilling at the end of the day.
We know.
Okay, Trin.
I ain't need to get whooped.
So you're really not going to whoop your kid?
I mean, if need
be. Tori never whooped you?
I mean, he did.
Trin did what?
But like once or twice. And I was like, kick.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
No, my kid getting whooped.
No, I got to.
This is my last question.
Not abusing.
That was my question, but you took my question.
Oh.
But I haven't.
What's your question?
I have one more, but you go ahead.
This is my last question, and Ajay's going to do this, and then we'll wrap it up with something. But the question is, what's a black household item that all of us can say that we've seen in somebody's house?
Hot sauce.
A tray.
Thanks. Amen. Yeah.
Some bread. Noodles. No, I'm glad. Yeah, had no bread.
I didn't have that luxury.
Right. A tray, hot sauce.
Hot sauce, yep. Y'all ever
a blender.
See, y'all ever see them couches with the plastic on it? Y'all ever?
My granny house had that.
My grandma had that.
My mom.
Y'all.
My old grandma, like she.
That one weird painting. Does everybody have that one? No, like just a painting.
My grandma, my great grandma was white though, so like she was like a different like, but she still like she was very.
We're gonna talk about Trent's slave painting.
You have a what?
She has a slave painting in her house.
Yeah, I know everybody. I think I had like my grandma had some African painting. It was like I think it was like something. It was.
My train got it. What?
Hey, I knew. I was like waiting for someone to bring that up. That's crazy. Anyway,
yeah, I was saying hot.
Now, Ashley, what's your question?
Okay. Obviously, I feel like we're all gonna have the same answer, but it is if we made a group playlist, what's one song that must be on it?
Mo' Chicken.
I knew she was gonna say that.
You don't think so, Trin?
I think it's gonna be Punisher by Lil E.
No, it's
out the gate. It's I thought like each one of us is gonna like.
No, it's like
if a universal.
Yeah, Mo' Chicken for sure.
Mo' Chicken or like I can see us do Finito.
I don't like that song.
For real? I'm a gorilla.
Jiggle.
No,
I don't even know how to do that.
What's the song that we've all sang that like
besides Mo' Chicken?
Yeah,
Preach, probably. Young Dolph.
Yeah,
I can do Preach.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my question.
One of them too.
Okay, so.
Wait, let me see if I have another question.
Yeah. Trent, we haven't asked. Let
but
Trent,
be Trent not ask that a good crap, one. Yeah, yeah. Can you make your own name? You had no questions this whole time in your head.
No, it really didn't. All this is like how black trauma became profitable genre in Hollywood.
Hollywood, please.
Yeah. It's integration.
I'm at UE.
The downfall of black economic power. Independence.
Really? I don't even know where you're from.
Like, man, you would have lost me. I mean, they're cool, I guess.
I don't really know what that word means, but
yeah, whatever you say goes.
Just ask one. What's the one that you add, that you wanted to ask right as soon as I ended the podcast? It was something on black men. What did you, it was.
Mm.
I was in that room. What was it? It was a question that you.
It
had.
Was something about like black men and dating culture. I don't know what it was.
Okay, let's
100 black men versus therapy.
Crumbling.
Here's a good one.
Therapy winning.
Wait, I lost my train of thought.
That's not a bad question. Honestly. Okay, I ask people.
Oh yeah, what do y'all feel about intercultural, interracial dating?
That's literally what I was like. Yeah. I think we talked about it yesterday, but like, would you guys rather see like a white man with a black girl or a black man with a white girl? Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
So that's, like, obviously.
Are we asking it that way? Okay, so.
Or whatever. Like, if I was with, obviously, a white girl. Like,
in general? Whatever. Okay, since I have to choose between those two. Just in general.
Like, overall, yeah.
Okay, overall. I don't like it. Well, really just depends. This sounds crazy, but it really just depends on the race. Like, I'm like a black person being with anybody that ain't white. Yeah. Seems normal to me. But I do love black love. So, like, come on.
Let's
yeah. Woo!
Whoopity whoop whoop. I would say. I'm gonna put in a black man perspective. Like when I see black men with white women, I mean, it's not wrong. It's really a preference, but I can say that white women are a lot, in my opinion, I feel like they're a lot more submissive. They're a lot more like appreciative of black men. And I don't know, I feel like black women, like it's always not a fight with us, but like I feel like not that black men don't want to work to it either, but because white men are so submissive, it's like easier to do, you know.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
But it'd be like, dang, like, bro, y'all can't share none of them. Like, they all give it up.
And I'd be just thinking, like, yeah, I'd be looking at them like, dang, y'all love you a nice black woman. There's so many out here.
But you gotta think if they mom like has messed that view up for black women for them, you gotta think of trauma. You gotta think about a whole bunch of stuff with it. But I mean, I'd rather not see it. No, like, racial thing, but...
Trin, you go first.
Trin, answer would be long, boy. Go ahead, Ajane. Yeah, go ahead, Ajane.
I would say that I would, like, go back to what Brynn was saying. Like, this is my opinion, but I don't like seeing black men with white women. Like, at the end of the day, I don't like seeing that. Like, I'd rather see, like, a black girl with a white dude because I just don't... Like, it's that bad. Like, I don't, like, society doesn't put it as that bad. But as soon as you see a black man with a white girl, it's automatically, like, something bad's about to happen. Or all these movies and all this research, like, you obviously, like, it happened. This is, like, true. This is, like, a true story. But last fall, and, like, I think this dude was dating this white girl. He went, like, kayaking with her, like, her whole family. And they knew he didn't know how to swim. Obviously, that's a thing for us. Like, a lot of black people don't know how to swim. And he went kayaking, and he... died, like he drowned, and they didn't find his body for like 3 days, and she was going around parading like, oh, she was so sad when she knew at the end of the day what had happened to him. So I just feel like stuff like that, like when black men are dating like white girls, like it's just harder for us as a community to like understand like where they're coming from. Like, Yeah, no.
I feel like black women also love differently. Like,
yeah.
And so when I see a white man with a black woman, it's like, okay, like
they be taking like a like,
yeah, they treat them like queens. Like, what? Like, I'm gonna rub your feet.
Or like some black dudes, like I hear all the time, but they do be like they're so loud, or like they put us like into like the stereotypes, yeah. Like. But not every black woman like that. Like, there's so many black educated women out there. Like, not everyone's trashy. Not everyone's ghetto. Like, not everyone's this. Not everyone's that. Like, there are so many different black women out there that you cannot just put us all into one category. Thanks. Like, that's just... I find that so annoying. What friend? Who? Oh, yeah. They're wrong.
How dare he say no to me?
How dare he say that? Like, that's so rude.
I'm black and educated.
And I really, like, and that, like, that also goes on with, like, the thing that Trent was talking about on, like, can certain people speak on black culture or black struggles, this and that, because obviously if you were raised around white people and you're looking at it from their standpoint, obviously you're going to think, oh, yeah, they loud. I don't like that. Well, I like this just because of where I've been around. Also, I think social media plays a role with that. Mm. What we put out there has people thinking, like, that's how all black people right. are in general, no matter if it's male or women, regardless. That's just how people are going to view us based on that. Like, for example, the show Baddies. If a white person is seeing that show for the first time, they're going to think all black women like that, but we're not all like that. Blueface.
Ruined Krishan.
How he is with Krishan. Some white women are going to think that's how all black men are, and that's how they treat women in general. That's not us in general, but that's what the social media portrays. So,
go ahead, Jane. Let's be prepared. Get comfortable.
Well, I feel like interracial dating is cool as long as you have the right intentions behind it. And I feel like nowadays, a lot of people don't have the right intentions behind, you know, interracial dating. They're dating, like, I'm going to speak on black men because that's what I see the most. But they date other race in spite of black women. Mm. Like, they're not going to say, well, I just love, you know, white culture or Latin culture, so I'm dating this woman. No, it's, well, I don't like black women because... So I feel like that's why I don't necessarily agree with interracial dating, because it doesn't stem from genuine love. It stems from hate of black women. Mm. But I will say, coming from a non-black mother, that is different. Like, I know their story. I know my dad dated black women. My dad doesn't, you know, dislike black women. He just loves my mom. That was a genuine relationship that they created. So it's a little bit different in that case. But I think black women dating outside of the race is a little bit better, because black women are portrayed as unlovable and undesirable. So when other races can find a black woman and love them, when black men tend to, on social media, put black women down, I think it's kind of beautiful, because it's like, not only is this another race learning black culture, but it's taking someone that is deemed unlovable, aggressive, and, you know, making them a queen. So that's why I don't think it's as bad.
Mm-hmm. Is that all the questions?
I think so.
Yep.
So to wrap this up, I do have a question. For this question, I want to go from oldest to young. Before we wrap this up, y'all, I do have
another
question.
Yeah, y'all can hear him. What?
I do have a question. And for this question, everybody has to answer, but I want to do oldest to youngest, just because of experience-wise. So it's just going to go Trin, Ajane, me, then Bren.
Darn it! I wonder who's going first.
So I need everybody's attention. Trin, I need you to look.
Ooh.
What's one truth?
All right.
This is like, it's more of an advice question, but to tell the audience that for people that aren't in their 20s yet, who are young and are coming to the college level, what's one truth you had to accept in your 20s that helped you grow, even if it was hard to face it at first?
You repeat the question, please.
Okay. For those...
Sorry, you might have to repeat that like three times.
I got you. For those who are not in their 20s yet, or in their early teens, maybe like 16, 17, 18, 19, right? They're not in that 20 area yet, right? What's one truth you had to accept in your 20s that helped you grow, even if it was hard to face it at first?
I would say that it's okay to, like... It's okay to stop being, like, friends with somebody. Stop, like, having a relationship with someone. I'm one of those people, I didn't come from a big family, so my friends were my family. And so transitioning from high school into college, people grow, people change. And my best friends are my friends in high school I'm no longer as close with. And I have to learn, like, that's okay. You don't have to force every relationship for it to be the same. Like, people change. You grow, you meet new people, and embrace those new relationships and opportunities.
Ajane? You want me to ask the question again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's one truth you had to accept in your 20s that helped you grow, even if it was hard to face it at first?
I think just not having, you don't have to have your life planned out when you come to college. Like, you do not need to have a plan for your life these 4 years that you're here. Like, obviously, if you're coming here and you know your major, it's okay to come in undecided. It's okay to not know, have no clue. But don't let your parents or let any outside influencers or social media make you think that you need to come into college prepared, because, like, life throws obstacles at you every day. Like, your plan is going to change, your major is going to change, your friend groups are going to change. So I would just be like, it's okay. Like, don't stress out. Like, it's fine.
Me, I would say, you just have to accept that just because, okay, so when you're younger, when you're in high school, you have that help. You have teachers, you have connections, you have family, you have friends. When you're in this different environment, some people, including myself, when you first come into college, your first thought is that you have to be independent, that you don't, that you got it yourself. And that's not the case, because although when you hit your 20s and when you get older and older and older, you do have to learn to be independent. But don't think that has to be your only thing. You can still be independent and have help. That's it.
I would say, like, don't be, like, stuck in, like, a one-way, like, view of life. Like, things are going to change, and, like, that's just life. And it might seem like it's getting harder, but, like, there's always good in it. And not, like, even while you're growing, like, just find fun in things. Like, still be, I don't know, still be youthful and funny and, like, joke. Trinity right now. she played too much. But, yeah, like, change is good. It's not, like, bad. Like, even when things aren't like your norm, like, change is okay, and there's growth in that. So yeah.
And with that being said, I hope y'all taking everything we said.
Don't take anything to heart. We're all jokes.
Yeah, some of these, please. Most of these are joke until we get obviously to the serious.
Are we gonna be able to, like, cut some?
No,
stuff?
No. This is one take, bro. One take.
Who's listening to this for through?
I'm gonna share. I'm gonna share it on my Instagram and stuff.
It's funny. Like, it's a group of friends. Like, that's just funny. Yeah. Like,
we could go viral.
And it's like genuine, it's funny. Like, this is how it should be.
If you made it this far.
It's Trinity Terrell.
Yeah, if you made it this far, my name is Mike. Money Mike. Your name is Big Trizzle.
Hello.
Hey, Trizzle Dizzle with the Rizzle.
My name. I don't know what it is, though.
Okay. What's yours?
Indie Animal.
Who?
She's a Terre Haute girl.
I'm a Terre Haute girl, boo.
What do you call it?
There's nothing, because I'm literally from a racist-ass town, so.
No, literally. Well, y'all.
There's a Hoosier, there's an Indie Animal.
It's your boy, Mike.
Oh.
Brin.
It's AJ, and we leaving this bitch.
And who else?
Trinity.
Summer 2025, we outside.
Hey.
Is my mic on?
Hey. Get your wit, bitch. With me.